Postman Pat, Storytime Collection, by John A. Conliffe, narrated by Michele Melega.
Postman Pat, Bouncy Special Delivery. Postman Pat was delivering a large parcel to Michael at the mobile shop. "Oh no, they've sent me too many," said Michael, as boxes of plasters tumbled out all over the floor. Just then, Pat's phone rang its special ring. "Special delivery service, Postman Pat speaking," he answered. "You need to come quickly," said Ben's voice. "I've an urgent parcel for delivery." When Postman Pat arrived at Pencaster Mail Center, Ben showed him the parcel for special delivery. "There's no label on it, Pat," said Ben. "I don't know who it's for." Suddenly, the parcel started squeaking and wriggling around. Jess jumped up on it in surprise. "Look out!" shouted Postman Pat as the parcel started to grow. Meanwhile, at the school, the children were all getting ready for the end-of-term party. "Has the bouncy castle arrived yet, Mrs. Taylor?" asked Julian excitedly. "Not yet," she replied. Julian and Lizzie looked disappointed. "Don't worry," said PC Selby. "I'll drop into Pencaster and check if it's on its way." At the mail center, Ben's computer told him that the castle was for the school. "This is certainly the biggest special delivery challenge I've ever had," said Postman Pat. "Let's get the air out to make it easier." But they couldn't find the air valve, and no matter how hard they tried to push or squash or even run at the castle, they just bounced off again. When PC Selby arrived at the mail center, he was very surprised to see the bouncy castle on a forklift being squeezed out of the loading bay. He jumped out of the way, just in time as it popped into the yard. "Using the forklift was a great idea, Pat," said Ben. "But how are we going to get it into the van?" At the school, the party was nearly ready. Ted was clearing leaves using his powerful leaf blower. "I do hope the bouncy castle will be here soon," said Lauren Taylor. "I hope Pat's not getting into difficulties," worried Ted. "He's never had to deliver anything like this before." Back at the mail center, Postman Pat, Ben, and PC Selby were trying to squeeze the castle into the van. "It's no good," puffed PC Selby. "It's never going to fit." "I know what to do," cried Postman Pat. "This is a job for the Special Delivery Service helicopter. Come on, Jess." The children couldn't believe their eyes when they saw a helicopter coming. "Oh, what's that?" gasped Julian. "It's our bouncy castle," cried Lizzie. "Special delivery for Mrs. Taylor," Postman Pat shouted down. "Just in time," said Lauren. "Postman Pat has saved the day." Postman Pat lowered the castle to the ground and landed his helicopter nearby. But suddenly there was a loud hissing noise. Jess was bouncing up and down on the castle, and his sharp claws were making holes everywhere.
"Meow,"
said Jess sadly, looking at the deflated castle.
"What are we going to do now?" asked Mira.
"We'll need something to cover up all of these holes," said Ted.
Suddenly, Postman Pat had a good idea. He raced over to Michael's mobile shop.
"Oh, I need all of those plasters," announced Postman Pat.
"All of them?" gasped Michael in surprise. The children helped Postman Pat stick plasters all over the holes.
"Well done, Pat. It looks like it's fixed," said Lauren. "But how are we going to blow it up again?"
"I found the air valve," said Lizzie.
"Oh, can we borrow your leaf blower, Ted?" asked Postman Pat.
"Pleased to help," replied Ted. The bouncy castle was blown up again in no time. The children couldn't wait to jump on it. Even Jess was allowed to play, with Julian holding him in his arms.
"Thank you, Pat," laughed the children as they bounced up and down.
"No problem," replied Postman Pat. "Special delivery service. Mission accomplished."
This was Postman Pat.